A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, December 4th, 2015. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kips Dube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the world's number one sport, soccer. Of course, our focus is on who will be the soccer star of the year for the year 2015. And who will also take over from Cuthbert Dube as the president of ZIFA.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-13860 and 15460 kHz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voandebele.com.
Anoziva bora, mitemo yebora, anove munhu akambotamba, akari kocha uye akari administrator. Chinokwanisa kusabura chimwe pazvinhu zvandataura izvo. Hunge munhu akamborefura bora kana kukocha, munhu ane ruzivo rwebora.
Nyaya yemaelections yeZIFA yakati omei. Nekuti apaya apa anohwina chaya chaya asi kuonekwa.
Tiri kuti chimbosiyai zvemari ivai neruzivo rwebhora.
If the media says who is Gwindi, you talk about Dynamos, you talk about PSL, you talk about PSL again, you will talk about Harare City, you will talk about the board of governorship, member being a board of governor as a member in the PSL. And the same question must obtain other candidates. Who are you?
When I played football and coached football, the stadium was full. People loved to be there. I want that love back again. We can achieve it together. Dream team to reality. I'm here, aren't I?
I'm a success story in my own right as an entrepreneur. What ZIFA requires at the moment is somebody with where we shall to be able to first and foremost ensure that the contract signed by footballers are honored, that they are paid on time, that the coaches are paid on time, that the entire ZIFA staff is paid on time, that the debts ZIFA owes, which is $6 million, are settled.
It's stupid. I want to win the trophy and make them during the festive season.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about soccer. Who will be the soccer star of the year, and who will become the next ZIFA president?
Chicken Inn and Warriors midfielder Danny Tekopiri is expected to be crowned the soccer star of the year at a ceremony that is currently underway in Harare. Piri is set to take over from ZPC Kariba defender Dennis Dauda.
But as they say in soccer, anything is possible. It's over until it's over. So we'll see after tonight's ceremony who will be the soccer star of the year. And tomorrow, ZIFA is also expected to hold elections at ZIFA Village in Mount Habden, that is west of the capital, Harare, to choose the association's president, vice president, and four executive committee members.
And before we proceed, we have a programming announcement to make regarding Live Talk. We'll not be streaming Live Talk on the internet between now and 9:30 p.m. as usual, due to a special programming change request. We'll, however, post the show on our website later in the day. Listeners, however, will still be able to hear Live Talk on the radio from now to 9 p.m. We apologize for any inconvenience caused. We'll resume regular streaming of Live Talk on Monday. Yekulaba abasilaleleyo zulukandaba. Sifisa ukulitshela ukuthi lamhlanje ke iLive Talk yabizwakala kuma radio kuphela emsakazweni, hayi khona ke lapho esidala ukufaka khona kwampana ku internet. Lokho kwenziwa ke ngokuthi sitshintshe kancane ukwenza kwethu lamhlanje kodwa ke sifunise ukulitshela ukuthi kususela kathesi kuze kutshaya u-9 kuledio labelisizwa kuzobuya ke ukuthi leyo elikhuthileyo sizayifaka ke u-intanethi ye blessing one kunjalo futhi.
And of course, for soccer enthusiasts, those who support the mighty Real Madrid, news that we are just receiving is that Real Madrid has been thrown out of the Copa del Rey for fielding an ineligible player. This is according to Sports, Sky Sports, Spanish football expert Galem Balague. Real Madrid fielded Russian winger Denis Cheryshev, and he was suspended. He had yellow cards. So it's very unfortunate indeed for those who support Real Madrid. It's out of the very, very important trophy, the Copa del Rey. Tinechiziviso kune vateereri vedu kuti hatisi kukwanisa kunge tichiita stream live muchitiona zvamunoita zviya paindaneti. Mishina haina kumira zvakanaka pane zvoda kugadziriswa, asi tinenge tadzoka nemuvhuro. Asi panopera chirongwa, munokwanisa kuenda paindaneti muchinoona chirongwa chenyu chamunofarira chelive talk. Gibbs.
Yeah, kunjalo ke Zulu, likumbule kuti asienelisi kufaka konapo kuindaneti, kodwa ke esienelisi kuti sikwenze ngo-9:30 lingahamba kuindaneti liyasitola sesikhona. Ye, libone ukuthi liyangena sibili lisidinge likholise phela lani. Ye, so when we're talking about these Zifa elections, we see that there are four candidates, and that is Leslie Kwindi, Trevor Kalejul, James Takabata, and Philip Chiangwa. And there's been so much campaigning going on that, you know, every candidate has been bringing forth that kind of, you know, manifestos. And it's all to do with, you know, what somebody can do for soccer in Zimbabwe. And the people that are going to decide is a 58-member Zifa Council. And these are very, very strong people, by the way. They decide who has to be the next Zifa president.
And of course, the developments are happening in this what Pele, the great Brazilian striker, called the most beautiful game in the world, is not good at all. You have the suspension of Sepp Blatter, or the firing rather, of Sepp Blatter at FIFA, and in Zimbabwe, the firing of Cuthbert Dube, who was the Zifa president. He was forced to resign amid allegations of corruption. And the unfortunate news also is that Chicken Inn has been crowned the Castle Lager Premier Soccer League champions for 2015, but it's unfortunate that it is not going to represent Zimbabwe in the CAF Champions League because many teams in Zimbabwe are struggling to raise money to embark on a continental journey that might take them to Egypt, Morocco, Nigeria. So the teams simply will not be able to foot that bill. So that is really taking football backwards in Zimbabwe. Gibbs.
Yes, siyabona ukuthi ke okwenzakalayo namhlanje ke khona ngale Harare kulokudinga ukuthi oyabe ngu-soccer star of the year ngubani. Siyabona ke ukuthi abantu abaningi bakhangelele ukuthi uDanny Dekopiri angene abe ngu-soccer star of the year. I-Chicken Inn siyakwazi ukuthi labadlali blessing abane, four players abangene khonapho ku-soccer star of the year ngokubona kwami. Kuzobuya ke ku-Highlanders balo Knox Mthizwa, lamanye amaqembu la abise abantu babo khona ngale. Kodwa ke kule argument yokuthi abantu beDynamos abathize abazange bebizwe ngoba kuthiwa babefuna ukutshaya ke uNompembe. Yeah, right now we are joined by our first guest, and that is Mr. Mzondiwa Mkatsa, who's a former Warriors goalkeeper. Mr. Mkatsa, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening. Yeah, my pleasure. Thank you.
Now, Mzondiwa, I know you've been following the goings on in Zimbabwe. Let's start with, of course, the soccer star of the year. We expect that by the by tonight we'll be knowing who would have been crowned the soccer star of the year. But many are tipping Danny Dekopiri, who plies his trade for Chicken Inn. What is your assessment of Danny Piri, and who is your other choice for the soccer star of the year?
To be honest, I think the best man who come out tops at the end of the day, you know, the selection criteria, I'm not sure how it works out. But whoever comes out tops, I think will have deserved it.
Mm-hmm. Because the selection has been controversial for a number of years, right?
Yes, it has been.
And Mzondiwa, what is your take? Because we are seeing just one thing, and it appears this is happening in Zimbabwe, that if you are red-carded, you cannot contest. But the Ronaldos of this world, the Messis of this world are given red cards and they are still crowned the world's best footballers. Is this still relevant?
To be honest, I mean, it has hindered a lot of, you know, progress as well to our football. Because I remember as a few years, guys didn't get to be, you know, on the calendar. They not chosen because of that reason. I'll take an example with Ronald, but I think he had a red card one season when, you know, probably he had performed everybody in the league. But, you know, people, are, you know, these guys are human. We all make mistakes. It's not like you're getting punished. You know, it's not like everyone is very good, you know, discipline-wise. So I think it's something that has to be, you know, reviewed.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Mzondiwa. Please do stay on the line. Gibbs.
We've got our second guest, blessing, and that is Mr. Wellington Tony, who's a sports analyst and right now is in Harare. Mr. Tony, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening. How are you?
Very fine. How is Harare?
Harare is fine. And you, how are you doing, guys?
It's a bit cold.
We are all doing fine, though it's a bit chilly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, tell us a bit about this Soccer Star of the Year kind of event taking place in Harare right now. Who do you think is going to get the, you know, the best out of everyone?
Looking at it basically, well, he won the 2015 Castle Lager Premier Soccer League title, and naturally, somebody from Chicken Inn has to win. That top accolade. But unfortunately, what has been happening over a number of years is that it has been a kind of like compensatory that if a big club does not win the league title, then we have to compensate it by giving it the Soccer Star of the Year award. You know, there are people, there are quite a number of people. Last year, for instance, 2014, Dynamos won the league title. Did they have the Soccer Star of the Year? No, they did not.
Mm.
But the team that came second had three on the podium. Mm. So when you look at it, basically, I think over a number of years, we have developed this syndrome of saying, me, I'm a sports journalist because I support this team. So basically, I have to vote for this particular player from my team. Even though that particular player has not achieved anything or his team have not even won the league title, that player still goes on to be in the final 11, that player goes on to be in the final 3, and ultimately that player goes on to be the Soccer Star of the Year. So, and for me, I think Danny Piri deserves it. He has been the leader of the team.
Mm-hmm.
He has been the leader of Chicken Inn. There's nobody else to talk about at this moment.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So number one is Danny Piri. No one is number 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 until 11.
As far as the second player is concerned, it's a give and take between Kenneth Matawi and Brian Zondiwa. You know, Brian Zondiwa came from Black Rhinos. Black Rhinos were relegated. He went to FC Platinum.
Mm-hmm.
And FC Platinum had a rough patch the first 5-6 games. And then after that, they went about 17-18 games and beaten in all competitions. And he was one of their top marksmen. I think, well, he deserves it. But as for Kenneth Matawi, well...
Mm-hmm.
He has been marvelous. He has the experience. He has led the team. Even when the Chiefs have been down, he has been there for the team and everything. So if it's 1-2 for me, it will be Danny Piri, Clement Matau, and Brian Mzondiwa for me.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. And of course, we have a programming announcement to make regarding Live Talk. We will not be streaming Live Talk on the internet between 8:30 and 9:30 p.m. as usual due to a special programming change request. We will, however, post the show on our website later in the day. Listeners, however, will still be able to hear Live Talk on the radio from 8:30 p.m. to 9 p.m. We apologize for any inconvenience. We will resume normal operations on Monday. Gibbs.
Yeah, kunjalo ke siyaxolisa sibili ukuthi asenelisi ukuthi singene kangako ke ku internet lamhlanje, kodwa ke hayi sizaphenduka ngomvulo sabaselani. Siqeda kunapha ke khonapha ukusakaza. Liyakuyelelisa ukuthi ihambe ku internet liphongulungulunguza khona ngale libona ukuthi kambe silani sabese sikhona njalo nje khona ngale.
Tine mutereri parunare mukoma Kennedy Hove makadi ku South Africa. Aiwa tiripo mukoma Kennedy nhasi isaruraude tiri kutaura nenyaya yekuti ndiani achaita socaster uye ndiani achaita mutungamiri weZifa. Pindai zvenyu muchirongwa chero zvamada kutaura.
Ai ini zvangu handiona ngupa socaster of the year. Hazvina hazvo mubvunzo. Ndiye Dani Piri. But pa kukokera Zifa apa. Ndoona hangu shuwa dai Zifa kanzuru yambo chinjavo. Yaitavo zvinhu murika. Kwete kuita zvokuda kungoti nyika zvayakaomerwa isina mari. Mari zvainoisa kuwana tongogamuchira zvatinopiwa. Aiwa, hazviitisi kuti bhora redu, mutambo wedu webhora uenderere mberi yemuritewo. Saka dai vangozamhavo kungoti vatarisewo zvinhu zvinokodzera, zvinotarisirwa nevanhu kuti bhora riende mberi.
Saka imimi pane varume vashanu varipa, ndiani vamwe rufunga kuti angakwanise kunyatsoritina tikamubopa kuti atungamire Zifa?
Ndiona hangu vagwindi vari umwe semaonero andakasemaziro andaimboitawo vachitungamirawo kupsl. Ndiona sekuti zvazviri nani vachiyangwa apa zvinorema shuwa. Vangaitavo asi pa pane padoradza kuti Zifa kanse inenge yoda kudomboparadziwavo naiyo. Kumbotangwa Zifa kanse itsva kana mukaona vafilipi yangwa vahwina.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Kennedy Hove nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Zvakanaka iwo kuru.
Of course, we want to congratulate Chicken Inn and my good friend Joy Antipas, the coach there, for winning the 2015 Castle Lager Premier Soccer League. A great achievement indeed. And Antipas continues to do it even with the so-called small teams. He won the league with Motor Action. So this is the second time he has done it. Gibbs.
Yes, I'm going to get Uchuba. I'm going to Baba Chuba, what uyaphila Juba?
Ndiphila.
Ye, uyakhumbula ingoma leyo nothi Juba mbole kamaphiko. Uyazi?
Yeah.
Itwani, itwani ha Juba uyazi. Awuyazi ngisho.
Hayi, kuthi mina ngene zamadlozi ngumfundisi.
Hayi, ngiyakuzwa kakhulu. So, ungathini ke ngosoka star of the year njalo nokuthi ukuzifa kuyangena ubani?
Ya, mina kodwa nje angilandeli nje zomdlalo ebhola, kodwa nje nami ngingatsho nje okuncane nje.
Phosa lakho baba.
Mina ngibona ukuthi nje hayi ungangena kuthi nje bona angibazi kahle, kodwa nje ngibona ukuthi abantu kakhulu abangenayo nje ikakhulu ezikhundleni ukuthi bagijimisa nje imali.
Utshoni khonapho baba?
Too much corruption.
So cause of food
too much corruption, he goes over the Ugulala Ugulala and believe like it in the left corner and Jalisafana said Kalin over Matawana. I'm a team of an Alabo Island, the Labo Tenamo. Then I'm a team of the Hillel Pans, the Vanago of Calabi, or Matimatin, which was very corruption.
So corruption never get a Jan Colabo Nunza.
Bona lava vakhokheli vaeti vona lava pasiwa vona esevezele ezikhwameni zavo.
Hayi siyakuzwa ke so wena ubona kuzalo ngangena mbali nxa usukangele umnumzana Leslie Gwindi, Trevor Jule, James Takabata lo Philip Jiangwa. Ungani wena uzongane ngangena mbali?
Hayi mina ongangena ngiboni kodwa ngibona ukuthi njena lo layo ongazimisela okuyena walandela ibhola oke wakhosha ibhola nje nguye nje ongangena.
Hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu ke mnumzana Juba, ungadinelwa kusasa mnumzana. So, blessing what Mr. Juba was saying is that, you know, in Zimbabwe, money speaks. And this is causing a lot of corruption. He says some people just get into positions because of money. So, he's not happy about that. Yeah.
Let's go to Mzondiwa and just talk about Mzondiwa. Chicken Inn was crowned the champions, but sadly, they won't be representing Zimbabwe in the CAF Champions League. What is your take on this?
It's very unfortunate. It is very unfortunate. It's depriving, you know, the young ones as well that could have taken the opportunity to be seen by, you know, big league clubs when they're participating in that tournament. So it's very unfortunate. I don't know, you know, if whoever is coming in will, you know, will look into that as well, because it's, this is not the first time this has happened. You know, with the clubs having to scratch the surface to travel to these games and not in good preparation for the game. So it's something that needs looking into.
Tony, you can also come in there. What is your take on this failure by clubs to represent Zimbabwe in international tournaments? Continental tournaments, to be precise. Wellington, are you?
Yes, I wanted to interrupt on that one, on the issue of Chicken Inn not representing Zimbabwe. In actual fact, Chicken Inn has been confirmed as Zimbabwe's representatives in the CAF Champions League 2016. So they are in there. They were confirmed on November 30th, on Monday. So they will be representing Zimbabwe.
So there's been a change of heart.
Yes. Owners of the owners of the club, INSCO Africa, they decided that they should participate. And they communicated that to the club executive, and the club executive communicated with ZIFA, and then ZIFA then filed the relevant papers with the Confederation of African Football for their participation. So Chicken Inn has been confirmed as Zimbabwe's representatives in the CAF Champions League. Rara City will represent Zimbabwe in the CAF Confederation Cup 2016.
Well, then that's good news indeed. Let's go to Botswana. We have a caller, Dunlop. Dunlop, how are you?
I'm fine, and you?
I'm doing great. Gibbs, Dunlop on the line.
Yes, Dunlop. You still remember a company called Dunlop, which was in Bulawayo, Mr. Dunlop. You know it?
Yes, please.
So I think your name comes from there, right?
Right. It's actually, somehow my name was derived from that command, because I used to love that command so much, because my forefather used to work for that command for quite a long time.
Wow, that's good to hear. So what is your take on you know, Zimbabwe's Soccer Star of the Year and the ZIFA elections?
Okay. Actually, when it comes to the Soccer Stars of the Year, I don't know much about the Soccer Stars. So my contribution comes to the elections of the ZIFA president. I think the ZIFA councillors, the people who are going to elect the president, they just have to be very careful this time around. Right? Why I'm saying they have to be very careful, because it's like in most cases, we've seen a lot of things happening within the, especially the Zimbabwean Warriors. Right? And at one point, I understand very much that the Zimbabwean Warriors failed to qualify to compete for the 2018 World Cup soccer tournament, simply because Zimbabwe could not afford to pay the coach who was there at that particular moment. And the amount that was involved, I think it was around 60,000, somewhere thereabout. Now, earlier on, when I was listening to this, to Studio 7, right, I heard a certain gentleman saying that now it is time for people who know that, okay, who know that, okay, coaches are paid on time, players are paid on time, etc., etc. Now, what I don't understand, and my question to that particular person who is campaigning to become the FIFA president, where was he the time when the national coach team, the national team, right, of the country, the pride of the Zimbabwean soccer, right, when it was disqualified simply because they couldn't manage to raise the 60,000 which was needed to pay the coach? Where was that gentleman?
I get your kind of question, yes. So if maybe the guy was here, he was going to answer that question. But at the end of the day, who do you think out of these four candidates can be best placed to actually turn around the fortunes of soccer in Zimbabwe?
I think Mr. Leslie Gwindi. Yeah, he's the right person to take the reins.
What is the justification behind that?
Because from the literary history that I know about him, he's been involved in some soccer promotional activities within Harare City, etc., etc. And over and above that, Leslie Gwindi is somebody who is going to school. Yeah? So being the president of ZIFA needs not only somebody who perceives himself to be having money, a lot of money, right? The question of money falls out. We need somebody who is educated, who has gone to school, who has got a good reasoning capacity, who can actually pull the soccer team forward.
Mr. Dunlop, thank you very much for your contribution. We hope you are going to come back on Monday. We are waiting for your call. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir.
Yes.
Before we take our next caller, let's go to Mr. Tony. Mr. Tony, your assessment of the field, are you happy with the caliber of candidates that are running for the ZIFA presidency tomorrow?
Yeah, if you look at it properly, I think you when you have somebody like Leslie Gwindi in there, he has got he delivered a manifesto which is quite good on football deliverables. What we need to do going forward as far as football, our Zimbabwean football is concerned. And then we have Jewel, a former player as well, a former football administrator, a former ZIFA. A former ZIFA chairman as well. You have a very good caliber of people. I am not sure about Mr. Philip Chiangwa. Well, he might have the appeal. He might have the an appeal to the 58 ZIFA councillors that are going to be voting. But I am not entirely impressed about the issue of politicians in our football. I will be happier if we get former football administrators coming back into the game, former football players coming back into the game, and maybe if we need a business person to come into the game, let's have a business person without political connections.
Unfortunately, for our radio listeners, it ends here, and we are not streaming live, but after this show, I think you can still go back online, and then the program will be available for you. Just wait until after 9, we'll be uploading the program, and you can continue to listen to this discussion. And please, Mr. Mzondi Wamgadza, stay on the line. Wellington Tony, stay on the line. And Vachavarara, Ekuwange, Okurambai Muri Parunare. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube. Baba Nkosi, Ubambi Kwa Nkwanaposi, Abwea Kwe, Ngespangpang. Stay tuned.